Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. And we are in this place. And we're going to talk face to face to one of my partners and one of my favorite celebrity clients, Daphne Wayans. And we're going to be chatting about health, because there truly is your wealth. Because if you had all the money in the world, but you didn't have your health, you would not have wealth. And we actually met face to face. And so you'll hear some background noise because we were sitting in her beautiful car chatting about this topic that you're going to find out about. So stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor and then we'll jump right into it. Okay, now that we heard a word from our sponsor, let's jump right into chatting with my special celebrity guest and mom of five amazing, beautiful people maker, Daphne Wayans.
Ooh, it's me. Thank you for having me, Madison.
Absolutely. So, Daphne, I wanted us to talk about laissez-faire fit and like how we came up with the concept before we talk about what it actually means. Mm-hmm. So I think we were talking about, because you were one of my favorite clients, even though I had to fight you from like, you and your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Your boyfriend is a la your what?
Your devices.
Your Blackberry.
That's my old boyfriend.
Now you have a new amazing boyfriend.
Yes, things have changed.
A real one.
Yes.
Not your fault. I literally would have to fight you, Daphne, to put your phone down.
Because I was that interested in working out that I did not want to miss a message or anything. So.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So in terms of your lifestyle and having five beautiful kids and working with some of the best trainers and the nutritionists and chefs. And I think one of the things I think that we talked about that was so interesting to me is you learned how to cook the macrobiotic way.
I learned a lot, many styles of cooking, but that one particularly stuck out because I could really see where it just would work for anybody, and if you were faced with any kind of very chronic condition, that could make a difference. Mm-hmm. So I trained with several very renowned macrobioticists or macrobiotic chefs. Mm-hmm. So I really learned a lot about it because I tried to understand macrobiotics when I was a really young lad. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was about 20, and it was just a bit too esoteric to understand the quality of nature in food. Mm-hmm. So I had to, sometimes you just have to experience it, and then the wisdom is empirical because you get the wisdom from the experience. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like reading about apples and being an expert on what apples are but never tasting one. So sometimes the wisdom of it is in the experience, and that's what happened with macrobiotics.
And so I feel like, you know, when people come to your home, the one thing they know you for is cooking. Like, you are an amazing chef, and so people know not to cross the blue line when they come to your house.
I have a blue line in my house so that they, because it's a really in the workspace, it's a really creative space, and it's where I create. And when I'm cooking for someone that comes to my home to visit me, it's how I show love and care. So sometimes people are just interested, but they don't understand that it's actually a process. So they have more questions than I have answers for. Sometimes I don't know where I'm going on the journey because the journey is creative. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking with a lot of parts and I'm working out a lot of things. So it's like asking a painter, what are you painting?
Right.
Sometimes they don't know what they're painting, so you asking is really disruptive because it can be frustrating because I don't have an answer for you. The answer is what the final product is, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And you don't know that until you journey into it. So for me, cooking is kind of like that. Mm-hmm. So I try to put barriers around, because you're seeing me doing it, mm-hmm. but you're not actually seeing the process that's going on in my mind. I don't have a recipe. I rarely have a recipe, or I just have my pieces that I'm going to use and then the person in mind. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking about you the whole time. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm thinking about what you need, what you like, what mm-hmm. your preferences are, and what experience I want to give you. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot put into it. That's why I only do it for people I really, really care about. Mm-hmm. Because I need that to come across. Mm-hmm. It's more than just food you're going to eat. Mm-hmm. And so, did I answer?
Yes, you did. So in terms of, you know, us coming together, because for me, you know, having worked with a lot of people and then just kind of seeing this kind of yo-yo dieting thing and then yo-yo exercising mm-hmm. thing and then let's try the latest trend or whatever, I think when we came together, it was a perfect time in terms of mm-hmm. evolving this brand. So laissez-faire fit for us in terms of what it means to help people fit fitness into their life. So I know we both love Paris, France, but you actually speak French better than me. So mm-hmm. I'm going to let you kind of
speak to laissez-faire
in your French accent.
I don't have a French accent unless I'm speaking French, so I kind of suck in that way. But
no, you do not suck, Daphne. Well,
okay, so what laissez-faire actually means is like having an attitude of just letting things take their course mm-hmm. without interference. And what I realized after having so many trainers is that they weren't teaching me anything new. Mm-hmm. After 20 years of training with trainers, what was new was I was new in the situation mm-hmm. and I needed an appointment. I was mm-hmm. really lazy, mm-hmm. dying. Sorry. And, sorry, I can't. Mm-hmm. I just need to air pause. and I really did need a support system there. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't going into it thinking, oh, I'm going to learn something new with this trainer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to come out. I knew that the onus of it and the work of it was on me. The mm-hmm. work of my fitness and my health was on me. Mm-hmm. But this was support, and it was an appointment that I knew I could show up for. Mm-hmm. But really, I'm kind of lazy. Like, I tell people all the time. Should I continue? Mm-hmm. I tell people all the time, I haven't ever had one day of working out that I love. I never was like, I love working out. I can't wait to work out. And there have been periods of my life where I've worked out every single day, twice a day. Mm-hmm. But what I did like was that I got through something I didn't want to do. Mm-hmm. And I like how I felt. Mm-hmm. I like what it did for my body, that I have an able body. Mm-hmm. I'm not limited by mm-hmm. my body. Mm-hmm. Sorry, taking off my clothes as we speak. Just got hot. And that I wasn't limited by my body, that the appointment was necessary because...
The accountability.
I really don't like working out. If you ask me what I want to do, working out isn't it. Reps aren't it. But if you ask me when I finish working out, I'm so happy I did it. I feel so accomplished because I did something that's good for me mm-hmm. that I didn't want to do, and I did it despite that.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the discipline too, because one of the things that I realized having worked with so many people and been in, you know, 450 plus fitness DVDs, one of the things that I realized is that in terms of when people actually get results, whether that's weight loss, whether that's toning, mm-hmm. whether, you know, it's after you have a baby and you want to get back to your pre-baby mm-hmm. weight, you're only realistically, if you worked out with me 5 days a week, that's 10 hours out of your day, but you still have 170 hours to yourself. Mm-hmm. So in terms of understanding what foods are good for you and what mm-hmm. foods, you know, and really making food your medicine, then that's where you're going to get the results. Because like we both share with each other is that, you know, 75% or 80% of where you really see your results is your food and your what you're drinking and, you know, how well you rest at night.
Yep.
And so those things, I realized that I'm like, man, I understand why people keep getting on this, you know, this yo-yo or this roller coaster of fitness and dieting, is because in order for it to really be a lifestyle, it has to fit your life.
Right.
And because I'm not with you, you know, 24 hours a day, the other 22 hours, because sometimes our sessions will be 2 hours.
Yep. There can is contingent upon the person, and it has to be the person's resolve and the person's decision to do better. So I realize that I'm kind of a lazy when it comes to working out, because I spent so many years doing so many reps and it was so uninteresting. And then I moved into yoga and things that required more of my mind and body and heart. And I realized that it was more than just doing a rep and seeing a result and seeing a muscle, even though that's good and that served its purpose. But I wanted to work out in a way that was, I don't want to say less effort, but more multi-effort, efforted. So if I take a walk somewhere, I'm actually outside, I'm seeing things, I'm going to an actual place. I'm not, it's different than being on a treadmill. Am I really making progress? Yeah, I ran quote unquote 3 miles, but I actually never moved. So I didn't even have to challenge with, I didn't have the challenge of the elements, the sun beating on me,
your vitamin D,
my vitamin, which gives vitamin D, or a slight incline in the road that's a natural incline. So I started to not like the roboticness of a gym. And I want it to work. I want it work out to be my life, not my appointment. So laissez-faire came from more like that. Like, let it just take a natural course. And my son was taking parkour, which parkour, like, uses your whole body and force for to traverse a space. I like our studio. Sounds like there are Porsches passing by in the studio. I like it. So, yeah, that's pretty much, I don't know if that made sense, but it's more like do what's natural for you, but do something. There are so many ways to get a workout in that don't require a machine. Which the machines kind of make you a bit like a robot. Again, they have their place, but it's only a small place in life. And it doesn't, the workout doesn't have to be work.
I like that. And really, I think fitness should fit in your life, because that's where we got the term, like, functional fitness. And I think more people end up getting injured in just everyday tasks because they're not doing functional fitness and or fitting fitness into their everyday lives. So I'm excited about laissez-faire fit.
Oh, we have so much more to come.
Yeah. So stay tuned, you guys. This is part one with my celebrity friend, client, guest, Daphne Wayans,
and partner, right?
And partner. Yeah, definitely partner.
Yes.
So stay tuned. Thank you guys for listening, and we will chat tomorrow.
Ciao. God damn it, I'm sorry, I couldn't.